Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's feeling well. So we're up to Tehillim, the 33rd Mizmor, this morning, which begins with the Pasuk. We say this Mizmor every Shabbos. Ra'anenu tzadikim ba'adonai la'yisharim navasihila. That those who are righteous will rejoice in God, ra'anenu tzadikim ba'ashem. But it's particularly pleasant or beautiful when yisharim offer tehillah to Hashem, those who are upright. In his introduction to Sefer Bereishis, the Netziv comments that the nickname that Chazal had for Sefer Bereishis was not Sefer HaTzadikim, the Book of the Righteous, or Sefer HaChasidim, the Book of the Pious, but Sefer HaYesharim, the Book of those who act always with honesty and integrity. And that's the foundation of a human spiritual personality, a person to have honesty, a person to have integrity, a person to be truthful under all circumstances, even when it's not to their advantage. And that's something that we certainly can think about in the context of this Mizmor. Now, why is it so beautiful, Na'ava Sehila, when these Yesharim praise God? So just a few psukim later, David HaMelech writes, Ki Yashar Devar Hashem V'chol Ma'aseihu Be'emunah. Because this is the defining attribute of God Himself, that everything that God does is be'emunah, emunah here, and always, really. We use it colloquially to mean a term for faith, but when we talk about emunah, it means firm or upright, reliable. The Pasuk in Sefer Melachim says that there are individuals who are involved in accounting for the finances of the Beis HaMikdash, and nobody ever had to double-check them, ki ve'emunah hem osim, because they were always able to act with perfect righteousness and integrity. So the Pasuk says, Ki Ashar Devar Hashem, that God, who speaks with absolute uprightness, V'chol Ma'aseihu, and everything that is done be'emunah, with honesty and integrity. So I think now we can understand what the relationship is. David HaMelech started out by commenting, La Yesharim Navasila, when people who themselves are Yesharim praise God, who's Yashar, there's a kind of a beautiful synergy there. That form of tehillah, that praise to God, is qualitatively worth more, so to speak, because those individuals themselves in their lives reflect this attribute of God Himself. Now there's another implication, with this I'll conclude, of this idea of Ki Yashar Devar Hashem V'chol Ma'aseihu Be'emunah. That as the Radak comments here, this takes us back to one of the core principles of Jewish philosophy, that even when things don't break our way, and surely in the broadest sense, you know, this pandemic obviously is not something that anybody with any kind of humanity to them would have ever wished for, and yet, so still it must be said, Ki Yashar Devar Adonai V'chol Ma'aseihu Be'emunah, that we have a time-honored and sacred principle called Tzedek HaDin. If this is ultimately what happened, so this too reflects the will of God. The Radak references essentially the Gemara in Brachos, which says, Kishem Shemivarchen Alatova, just as we say, Shehechianu, or when appropriate, Hatove Hametiv, when things that are good happen, Kach Mivarchen Al Hara, that we have to, with the same sense, as the Gemara says, of Kabbalah Besimcha, of acceptance and a recognition that this too is a product of God's mastery and sovereignty over the world. Kach mevarchen al hara. Now, again, the Gemara says, well, would you say the same bracha? No, in the end, of course, we don't say the same bracha. The bracha al hara is dayan ho'emes, that this, again, is a reflection of God's truthfulness and a reflection of His integrity. And who are we to question Hashem and His judgments? We understand that that's not something that we can presume to do. And yet, we must, of course, accept it as the ongoing will of God that things should play out in a particular way. Now, again, I just wanted to, again, the cautionary note, none of that, God forbid, is to take away from our mandate to do everything. It doesn't render us passive, right? It's only after the fact, when there's nothing left to be said or done, that we say Tzedek HaDin. Until that time, our assumption is that we should do everything in our power to try to minimize damage and, of course, to try to in the opposite direction to try to not just mitigate, but to try to actively bring about a Yeshua, bring about salvation, whether that's through medical research, whether that's through social tactics like distancing, etc. It's of course our total responsibility. So again, just a word of caveat that the tzidok hadin, the acceptance of divine judgment, is not going to say, well, now let's throw caution to the wind and let's create the greatest catastrophe possible so that then our tzidok hadin could be that much greater. We'll be able to accept divine judgment for 2 million, God forbid, deaths, as opposed to just 100,000. So wouldn't that be better? Of course, that's completely antithetical to everything that we stand for. But post facto, ki ashar dvar Hashem v'chol maaseu b'emunah, means that belev shalem, kishem shemivarchen al hatova kach mivarchen al hara, this has been one of the hallmarks of the Jewish people throughout our history. As the pasuk says, hatzur tamim paulo kichol drachav mishpat el emunah vein avel tzadik v'yashar, who God is upright, God is a reflection of integrity. Tzadik v'yasharhu, our word of the day, he, all those things that he does b'yashrus, with total integrity, without any deception, without any iniquity or unfairness associated with them.